Hello, and welcome to episode 8, Determine Your Next Funnel Move to Have a $45,000 Quarter. Now, this is exactly what's happened to me in the first 3 months, really 2.5 months of 2024, since I'm recording this mid-March. Now, these different funnels that I'm going to present to you today are going to have the potential to produce major cash injections into your business. There's a huge misconception around funnel building that it's robotic and it's just about connecting a bunch of landing pages. It is actually about creating offers that are aligned to a specific problem that you are solving for your ideal clients. You must create a new funnel anytime the macro problem or the micro problem changes. What I mean by that is you have an overall macro problem that you are solving for your ideal clients. People come to you for some kind of a transformation. Within that macro transformation, there are micro transformations that you are, or macro problems that you are solving for your ideal clients. Gaps in funnels develop and exist when those micro problems are different from the macro problem that you are solving. From micro problem to micro problem, they are also different. Those require different funnels. Why? Because you must align whatever the freebie is to the emails to the offer that you are selling for that specific micro problem. Now, sometimes it is possible to insert new offers into an already existing funnel if there is enough overlap with that macro or micro problem. But if you have a gap, it's most likely because the micro problem is different from what your current funnel is selling or the problem that it is solving. As I start to walk you through these 5 different funnels, I also want you to be asking yourself the question of, would the offer idea I have for this kind of a funnel require me to build a new funnel, or would it fit into an existing funnel I have? And remember, we determine this by asking ourselves, is this solving the same problem or is this offer going to solve a different problem? So let's dive into the very first funnel. This is a membership funnel, or the traditional low ticket to high ticket funnel. What this means is you take your customers from a low ticket offer to a mid ticket offer into a high ticket offer. And between these different steps, we have both emails and social media that are working to sell for us. As that top of funnel step, you might have a freebie or it might be your low ticket offer. So a lot of the times for these, people are using these, like I said, for a membership. Typically, a membership can be mid to high ticket. That's what I would personally recommend. But again, this depends on the value that you are providing. When we think about pricing something like a membership or a low to mid ticket offer, we actually want to think about the value we're going to be providing first instead of the price. The value should be amazing no matter what, whether it's free or paid. Someone should be going, wow, I got so much out of this. The price is determined by the client results someone is able to achieve inside that offer, as well as the amount of time that's required for you, as well as the amount of resources that are inside of that offer. That's why high ticket offers are priced as they are, because the value typically involves close proximity and oftentimes even talking one-to-one with that coach or consultant. So it's all about the level of access that someone has to you. So membership funnels, and this kind of funnel in particular, are really great if you're wanting to transition to more of a group or a passive offer that doesn't require as many one-to-one calls. The next type of funnel move you can make to have 15K months or a 45K quarter is a free event series to a mid-ticket offer. Okay, we call this a masterclass or a workshop funnel. So typically, funnels are named based on whatever the top of funnel step is. So for the last funnel I just went over, a membership funnel, the very first offer in that funnel is a low ticket membership, right? So that's why we name it that. In this next one, the very first step in the funnel is a masterclass or a workshop. So that's why we name this funnel a masterclass or workshop funnel. The free event that you are putting on, or the free masterclass, at the end of that, you are going to be pitching those leads on whatever your mid-ticket offer is. A lot of people have been really burned by events like this, because the whole workshop or masterclass is just selling them on that mid-ticket or that high-ticket offer. So the key to developing this kind of funnel is, in that masterclass or workshop, you should be solving a micro problem. You should be giving them something that is bite-sized enough that they can take it and make some kind of change, even if this is just a mental, spiritual, or emotional change. So you really narrow down on what is the strategy I want to give them to produce some kind of transformation. The next kind of funnel we have, okay, is a call to high ticket offer. So this kind of funnel uses a sales call to pitch the lead on a high ticket offer. But the key with this sales call is, it actually should not be a sales call. You should actually be problem solving, giving them some value on this call to help them visualize what transformation is possible. A lot of my clients, this is exactly what I help them with, because they go, well, Christina, how do I get on a call and give away just the right amount of value? Okay, the key is, you are giving an overview of your process for your macro problem on this sales call. So you're giving them high level ideas for the transformation, rather than getting into their business or their life and giving them specific action steps. Okay, this for me would look like sharing what specific gaps are in your funnel and what you can change, versus if you're in my actual full-on funnel building program, we're going to be writing sales copy together. We're going to be testing what is going to convert and actually get you cash. Okay, on that call, I'm giving you ideas for what you can change to potentially get that cash flowing on your own. So that's the difference. It's like a guaranteed, we're going to solve your problem when they pay you, versus inside of that free call, it's going to be a, here's some ideas for how you can solve your problem and what you can go think through right now. So giving some quote unquote homework or something after that call can be very powerful. And of course, this sales call highly relies on follow-up, as well as this person feeling a connection to your values and your mission. I've gotten on sales calls myself where the person is just sitting there talking to me and they're walking me through how I can work with them. It is so not helpful. There's no value that I get out of that. So my clients especially fall in love with my sales call agenda that I give them to do this. If you are asking people to sign with you at $10,000 or above, it's most likely going to require a sales call 99% of the time, because someone is going to want to talk to you face to face. The call to high ticket offer is an example of a high ticket funnel. High ticket funnels, as you all know, are my specialty. So I've just given you four different funnels, and now we're going to talk about the last kind of funnel, which is a digital product funnel. So this is where you bundle a lot of different digital products or courses together into a mid-ticket or a high-ticket offer. So your prior funnel steps, even your top-of-funnel step, can vary in terms of what you provide. I would say I see a lot of people with this kind of funnel provide a free ebook or templates, and then they have anywhere from a $50 to $100 low-ticket offer that then upsells into a course or a membership of some kind. Okay, this course involves all of those digital products or templates. It could also be just getting access to a digital library. All of these things have the potential to give you a $45,000 quarter. In my personal experience, high ticket funnels have given me the most money the most quickly, because it requires a less volume of leads and a smaller audience to make those big bucks. While it takes a longer amount of time to convert those leads, you're converting a lesser amount of people. The market is actually so saturated now and full of low to mid ticket offers that don't provide real value to people. I've been inside courses that are strictly informational. They're not helpful. They don't give strategy. They don't actually get down and dirty and show me how to build something, how to do something. And so people are getting very burned out on the whole low to mid ticket thing because they're tired of purchasing these things and it's not actually creating change for them. This is why high ticket offers are so powerful. They're highly customized, highly personalized. People want to be in close proximity, and it's the access that they are paying for to you to have someone in their back pocket as their go-to person to real-time work through things. It's incredibly powerful, and there's not as much of that in the online space anymore that provides real, actual transformations. So that's why people are hungry for it. You can always, with your high ticket offer, replace the sales call with another middle of funnel step. Oftentimes, social media is always the top of funnel step for people, and I highly recommend it for building an audience. You can have a very small audience like I do and make multi-six figures. I calculated a number the other day. It's pretty crazy. It only takes one sale a day at $355 to make a $100,000 month, y'all. That's it. Now, that's not a high ticket offer. $355 is not a high ticket offer. So imagine if you already have a booming business selling a low ticket offer and you add a high ticket funnel. So you say, hey, I'm going to charge $100,000 for one-to-one coaching with me. I have people in my mastermind and in my spaces who are charging even more than that for access to their one-to-one. A lot of my coaches charge more than that. So the definition of high, mid, and low ticket are very subjective to where you're at in your business journey. For someone that's never sold high ticket, right? For them, that may be a $1,000 offer, and that is their highest price product. For someone else who's been in business for a very long time, that might be $500,000 because yes, there are people that charge $500,000 for one-to-one coaching. So we have to keep this in mind when we think about pricing. And this is what puts it all into perspective, which is what I kicked off this episode with. Pricing is not about the price. It's about the perception of value. In my opinion, pricing should always be based in the transformations of social, like that are shown through social proof. So if someone's going to be charging that much, I better see the return on investment, not just financially, but emotionally and spiritually. People that are operating from a place of self-empowerment don't just look to financial returns on investment. They ask, what can this spiritual return on investment be in this for me? What can the mental return on investment be? Because for me, simply being in a space with someone who has generated multi-seven figures is incredibly powerful. I want to be close to those people. I want to see what their trainings look like. I want to see what they're doing to create this. And you know what I've learned is that it's not about the money, y'all. The money is great, but the money is going to flow from an internal sense of security and self-belief that is unshakable, that stays consistent when the sales days are low or high, when you make money or you don't. That's what forms and creates 7- and 8-figure entrepreneurs. It's the deep internal work required to hold massive amounts of money in your business. So no matter the funnel that you decide to build, let's bring it back to what we said at the beginning. You need to ask yourself, is my main offer that I want to sell in this funnel solving the same macro problem, the same micro problem as an already existing funnel, or is it solving a brand new one? The other strategy I love to use, and this comes from my background as an assistant principal, is backwards design. Backwards design is where you start with the end goal in mind. So in a funnel building process, the end goal is your high ticket offer. You want to actually plan out the sales copy for your high ticket offer because this is the macro problem that you are solving for your ideal clients. From there, you're then able to break down in your nurture steps for email and social media, as well as in your mid to low ticket or your free offers, what are the micro transformations that align to this macro problem? That's how you decide what those other offers in your funnel are going to be. So each offer is leading into the next. That's why we call it backwards design. So what you can ensure then is that all of your offers have this golden thread where your audience is able to build trust over time and minimize risk. Each step they take, they get a little bit closer. And when I say each step, I mean each offer they decide to opt into or buy, they are getting one step closer to the macro transformation. So if you are like, Christina, this whole episode just blew my mind and you want to build your high ticket funnel with me, which by the way, includes my 6-figure funnel framework that you can utilize to build any of these funnels, then I want you to tap the link in the show notes so that you can get started for just $3,116. You can build out your entire high ticket funnel. Now let's talk about the return on investment for this. Because we spoke about how, yes, return on investment is financial, but it is also mental, emotional, and spiritual. We are going to work through pricing mindsets. We're going to do grounding and only selling what you love and truly finding yourself and staying true to that in the midst of all the ups and downs that entrepreneurship brings. In terms of the money, my client last week just sold an $8,400 client spot. She made back more than 2 times her investment already. I could name story after story of how this happened. My client who landed an $11,000 contract with a client. So high ticket frees up your time, gets you paid more, and in turn generates an energy unlike anything you've ever experienced. The creativity you're going to find because you're working less hours and with less clients is truly profound. So let's get started inside of Fortify Your Funnel Academy. Again, you can do all of this for $3,116. I can't wait to see you there. Thank you so much for tuning into What Stina Says. Did you enjoy this episode? I would absolutely love for you to leave me a review sharing the love. If you also love this episode and you're like, Christina, how do I learn more from you? You can head to my website linked in the show notes. In addition, I want you to know that if you are looking to make more money, work less hours, pay off your debt, buy your dream home, save for retirement, and all the incredible activities that you want to be able to put your kids in, but money is holding you back, then I am the marketing and sales funnel consultant for you. Together, you are going to unlearn the toxic habits that you have built with work and your relationship to tying how much time you work to your money. In addition, you are going to learn how to confidently price according to your value and according to what you want, not what you think you should be pricing at. You will become someone who is more confident than ever. You know that giving more time for the sake of hustle won't result in a fulfilled life. Your life is fulfilled because you provide insane transformations for your clients. You have abundant energy because your funnel works for you when you're not. And you feel re-energized by your business rather than wondering what's next and if you'll be able to scale to multi-6 and 7 figures. So what are you waiting for? Hit the link in your show notes and let's get started together.